Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your impression, Lindy? Anything stand out? Anything unusual about the rink? Just
no. Nice facility. The setup down here is nice. And I mean, ice seemed a little sluggish this morning, but there was a basketball game in here last night, so that could easily improve by game time.
Depth perception change at all on the ends with just a few seats back there?
Yeah. You know, I think you're seeing a lot more black. I think that, maybe pucks in the air might be a little tougher to spot. But you got to deal with that.
A lot of the guys coming through have described the boards as bouncy. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. They got good kick to them. So I think you can use that sometimes to your advantage. Especially a team that after a while plays in here a lot.
What when you look at your power play, it strikes me you've been pretty consistent now. JJ's back with your first unit. Is it a case where if guys want to step up and make plays for you, there's some time to be had in that second unit if you want to make
sure.
Moves?
I mean, we've got an opportunity in the second unit to try some different people in different places. And, I think we've seen some success. I'd like to see our first unit just get clicking at a little bit better pace with what they produce and the type of quality opportunities they can, present every night.
Utah lost pretty badly in Edmonton the other night. What's the preparation do, or what is the preparation like when you're facing a team coming off of a bad loss like that?
Well, I think we're going to have an angry team. A team that's, right in the thick of things, and they're going to be pretty disappointed about their last game, and we've got to be ready right off the bat. I think when you see a team doing, battle drills in the morning, you know what's up.
It looks like JJ's back in the lineup for you guys. Just what does it mean to have him back in the lineup for you guys tonight?
I think offensively for us, we've been missing just a little bit of that dynamic playability, especially on entries and on the rush. So we know what he can bring, and he'll be a welcome addition.
Do you think Bernard Docker gets a chance this weekend?
We're going to take it game by game. I think with the amount of games, there are, good chance we will try to get him in. But, we're just going to approach it one game at a time.
Man, extra forward.
I don't know if – I'm going to help you out, Mike, but I didn't know if you noticed that Benson wasn't out there today.
He did, yeah.
And he's sick right now, so there's a good chance he won't play.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.